الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again we are back with our program Repentance and today we brought another episode for you in which we will be discussing about repentance from different aspects. Before that, first of all, let's listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the Noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that recite Salat upon me abundantly on Friday night and on the day of Friday, meaning from the sunset on Thursday to the sunset of Friday, because your Salat, your recitation of Salat is presented to me. So we should ensure that we recite Salat upon the Prophet as much as we can during this time frame. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we'll be talking about few ahadith in which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam talked about repentance, and we will inshallah zawajal try to understand the importance of repentance, how important it is for us to repent through these blessed sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There's a beautiful hadith before me which Imam Ghazali rahimahullah has mentioned in Ihya al-Ulum, which also shows the excellence of those who repent and how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon those who repent. It has been stated that Allah Almighty has kept His blessed hand of mercy vast with repentance for those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night until the sun rises from the west. So in this hadith, the term, the vastness of the hand of the mercy, what does it mean? It is stated that it refers towards seeking repentance. And a beautiful point further has been elaborated in over here, that the one who seeks has a superior rank, the one who accepts. The one who seeks something has a superior rank, the one who accepts something. Why? Because there are many such people who accept, who are amongst those who can be deemed as acceptors, but many of them are not seekers. Whereas every single seeker is definitely an acceptor, someone who accepts. So this is a beautiful point which also has been elaborated under this hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's vastness of hand of mercy with repentance for those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. What does this mean? This means that it is referring towards seeking repentance. And then we've also seen that how seeking is more superior than accepting something. Because those who accept things, many of them, they're not seekers. But every single seeker, he is also amongst those who are acceptors, who accept things. So those who seek repentance, they have a very high rank. They are above those who are granted something and they accept it, who are granted something without their seeking. So those who seek repentance, those who seek in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their rank is higher than those who accept from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should also try to have our ranks elevated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by seeking forgiveness in His court. Another beautiful hadith which states that if you commit so many sins that they reach the heavens, they reach the skies, and then you become remorseful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely accept your repentance. SubhanAllah. debuts of Madani Channel. Many of us, as we covered in our previous episodes as well, we fall prey to this trap of Satan that when we've committed so many sins, you know, we won't be forgiven now. So what's the point of repenting? Let's just carry on sinning, ma'azallah. But in this hadith, we've been told that even if our sins, they get to the skies, they get to the heavens, that's how many sins we've committed. And then you become remorseful over them. You become remorseful over them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely forgive you. So there's a beautiful glad tiding in this hadith for those who commit sins, that the door of forgiveness is still open for them. The door of having their ranks elevated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still open for them. So do not fall prey to the whisper of Satan that we've committed so many sins, now we can't be forgiven. Don't even let this thought come close to you, as no matter how many sins you've committed, there's nothing in front of the never-ending mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wholeheartedly, repent in the court of Allah Almighty, your sins will be forgiven. And in another narration, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated that undoubtedly a person commits sin, but then because of it, he is entered in paradise. Now, you see, look at the narration, that a person commits sin, but then because of it, he is entered into paradise. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can this happen? To which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, that person keeps that sin in front of him, in view all the time, and keeps repenting over it. And he runs away from it to the extent that he enters paradise. So a person commits sin and he's entered into paradise. And how is that? That the person never forgets that sin. He keeps that sin in front of him. He keeps that sin in view. Always he thinks about it and he keeps repenting over it. And if you remember when we spoke in our earlier episodes about the conditions of repentance, it was also that a person shouldn't go back towards it. Firm intention of not committing that sin again. So over here it is being stated that a person keeps that sin in front of him at all times and he keeps repenting over it. He keeps repenting over it and he runs away from that sin, meaning he abandons that sin to the extent that he enters paradise. So beautiful hadith, again elaborating on the prerequisites and conditions of repentance that we covered in our previous episodes. Another beautiful hadith that states that the expiation of sin is remorse and regret. And again, in another hadith, which we've also covered before as well, that the one who repents from a sin is as if he has not even sinned, as if he had not even committed the sin. So again, we come to know that expiation for sins is to have remorse and regret over it, which are amongst the conditions and prerequisites of tawbah, of repentance. And we covered this topic, alhamdulillah, in quite much detail in our previous episode. Once there was a Bedouin who humbly asked in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I used to commit the act of indecency. Is there repentance for me? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes. Then that person, he returned back and came back in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and again asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was Allah Almighty watching me whilst I was performing those acts of indecency? To which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes. Upon this, that Bedouin, he let out a loud scream, and as soon as he let out the loud scream, his soul left his body. Now look at the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this Bedouin had in him, that the Sahabi had in him. And look at the passion for repentance that he had in him. That he was involved in one of the sins, now he was under the servitude of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, he told him that there is repentance for you, do not lose hope in it. And then he was still eager to find out more about it. And when he was told that, yes, Allah Almighty was watching you while you were committing that act of indecency, this is something, this fear overcame him and he passed away in this fear. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we are committing an indecency, a wrongdoing, a sin, don't we have the same mindset? Or don't we think the same thing? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. We can never hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything of ours, whatever we perform, Allah Almighty is all aware of it. So we of course need to have this kind of mindset so that we can stay away from sins and come towards the path of repentance. And this is what we learn from the seerah of Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan as well, as we heard in this blessed hadith as well. Now there's another beautiful hadith which talks about the mercy of Allah Almighty and how affectionate He is towards His bondsmen and how He accepts the repentance of His servants. It is stated that when Allah Almighty cursed Satan, then He asked for some respite, for some time. Upon which, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him time until the day of judgment. So, Satan, he said to Allah Almighty that, I take an oath upon your majesty, upon your grandeur, that until the soul remains in the body of a person, I will not depart his heart. I will not leave from his heart. To which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied that, I also take an oath of my majesty, of my grandeur, that until soul is in the body of my bondsman, of my servant, then I will not hide repentance from him. So the doors of repentance, they are open for until the soul remains in our body. Satan the accursed, he is also there to misguide us. He is our open enemy and he doesn't leave us until soul remains within our body. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the most merciful, the most forgiving. He Almighty has given us the precious treasure of repentance. That at the same time, until soul stays within our body, we still have time to repent. Repentance is not concealed from us. Repentance is there for us to repent and be forgiven in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, do not let this repentance go away. Do not let Satan play up with us. And ma'adallah, keep us away from repentance. Furthermore, another beautiful saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in which we've been told that how can we get our sins wiped away? How can we get our sins forgiven? We also covered this topic in our previous episodes, in which we covered the aspect of getting our sins forgiven by performing pious deeds. If a sin has been committed, then what should we do? We should perform a pious deed. And that pious deed would mitigate, would wipe away that sin. And in a hadith, it has been stated that pious deeds, they wipe out sins the way water cleans dirt. So sins get wiped out by pious deeds the way dirt gets cleansed by water. So this is the beautiful example that we've been told in the hadith. So if we also want our sins to be forgiven, then we've come to know that repentance is mandatory and performing pious deeds after committing a sin would also wipe away our sins. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, through these prophetic statements, we've tried to establish today the importance of repentance and we've come to know, we found out today that how important and how precious the element of repentance is and how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes repentance. That a person who commits sins and then repents over it, because of this, that person enters paradise. A person who seeks repentance has a higher rank than one who accepts something from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we come to know that a seeker has a higher rank than an acceptor. And then we also come to know of one narration where we've been told that if a person, he stops at a dangerous place and he has his ride with him upon which are his food provisions as well, and he falls a deep sleep, and when he wakes up, his ride has gone away and he keeps looking for it. He can't find it and it's so hot and he feels so thirsty that he thinks to himself that, you know, let me go back to my place and let me just go back to sleep to the extent that I pass away over there. And then he goes back over there and in the wait of dying, in the wait of passing away, he places his head on his breast and falls asleep. And when he wakes up, then he finds his ride over there in front of him with all his food provisions, with water and all the provisions that he needed. Just imagine how happy that person would be. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes more happy with a person's repentance. That is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with repentance. And in this hadith, where we come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes more pleased with the person who repents than the person who finds his food provisions, his ride in the state that we just mentioned, then it is stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becoming pleased upon this repentance is a sign of his repentance being accepted, because the expression of being happy is only once something has been accepted. And in this case, what did we present? What did we plead for? It was repentance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being happy over this action. So this is a sign, a proof for the acceptance of our repentance. So that's how happy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes with the person who repents wholeheartedly and sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So and in the light of these prophetic statements, we should make sure that we repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should try to get our sins wiped out by performing pious deeds in case we end up committing a sin. And inshallah azawajal, we should also keep hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have this positive assumption and opinion from in the mercy of Allah Almighty that He will definitely forgive our sins and He's happy and pleased over His bondsman's repentance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon these prophetic statements, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to repent wholeheartedly and sincerely. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, God.